Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The warm salams to the worshippers of Allah, brothers and sisters all around the world. Welcome to the month of Ramadan, the month of the feast of Allah, a month to purify our souls and bodies and establish a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, the gates of heaven are wide open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. The true worshippers of Allah seek forgiveness and Allah has opened His arms to accept His servants. In this series of program, we would like to think and talk about this great feast of Allah and see how we can make the most out of it. So stay with us. Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam invites all the people to the month of Ramadan in his famous khutbah of Sha'baniyah, and he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, innahu qad aqbala ilaykum shahrullah bil barakati wal rahmati wal maghfirah. O people, indeed the month of Allah has come to you with blessings, mercy and forgiveness. From this we can see that the month of Ramadan is the one which brings blessing for everyone, be it young, be it old, be it men or women, be it Muslim or even non-Muslims. Let's look at this. Rasulullah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, all people. He doesn't differentiate between men or women or Muslim or non-Muslim, but every human being. This is the month which brings blessing for every humankind.
How do you prepare yourself for this holy month?
Well, I think we need to probably start as soon as the Ramadan's ended, as such, inshallah, we start looking at the du'as, what we've read throughout the whole month, and we look to try to implement them as the best as possible, because we spent the time asking God for forgiveness, so now we spend the coming months leading up to Ramadan again in striding to be the best of characters and analysing where we've sort of slipped a bit, and we look to read certain du'as which will help elevate us to a better status.
Personally, I just try to observe all actions that you're taught in the majalis, such as your akhlaq, and it's not just a month where you observe your stomach and you fast. It's not just that you fast with your eyes, your tongue, your everything. So you control your anger when you're tested and many other aspects of life. So in preparing for the holy month of Ramadan, it's just, I tend to just slow down in life and start to think more.
I guess one of the areas where we need to prepare is we have to look forward to what is ahead of us in terms of the holiness of the month. So appreciating that there is a very significant and holy month coming up, meaning that we have to then start thinking very seriously about what's coming to us and prepare. preparing our soul and self for this month.
I try to reflect back on the previous year and the things which I've done, and for me personally it's reflection and reflection. I try to reflect back on the year that went past and try to do things correctly and more differently during these months.
When we hear the name Ramadan, it immediately reminds us of the month of the feast of Allah, the month of the banquet of Allah. But have we ever thought why Ramadan was called the name of the feast of Allah? Why among all the names, feast and banquet was chosen as the name for this great month of Ramadan? Let's think about this. Why did we go to see each other? We go to see our friends and families. We invite people to our houses for a dinner party. Have we ever thought what would happen if we stop going and visiting our family and friends? Or what would happen if we stop inviting people to our houses? This is the point of Ramadan.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is indeed the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness, the month of the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is a special month and indeed a quite holy time of the year for many people. And on this blessed occasion, I extend my felicitations and congratulations to all the believing brothers and sisters, Muslims across the world, on the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan. This month that is the only month that is mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has indeed set down 12 months in the year before the creation of man, at the time of the creations of the heavens and the earth. This is mentioned in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9. Yet the only month of those 12 that is mentioned by name in the Holy Book is the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is the month in which the Holy Quran in its entirety was revealed. Not only this, we find that the holy month also enjoys a special significance when it comes to other faiths and other religions. For we are told on the third of the month of Ramadan, the Psalms of Dawood, the Torah was revealed. We are told on the 6th, the Suhuf of Ibrahim was revealed. And at the same time, the Injil, the New Testament, so to speak, was revealed on the 12th of the month of Ramadan. The importance of the month of Ramadan can be understood if we picture the following scenario, that when a special announcement is made that a certain commodity is to be released, the latest phone, the latest gadget, or a piece of clothing that people are yearning to possess, or for that matter, if there was an extensive sale that is to be presented for people in a certain geographical location, you'll find people flocking to that area, sometimes queuing up, sometimes waiting in line for hours in anticipation in order to obtain that commodity and to be of the first to enjoy using that aspect or that thing that they desire. The holy month of Ramadan is much more extensive and much more profound than a sale. It is indeed a time whereby human beings and the believers are rewarded for the simplest of actions. Notice how the Holy Prophet of Islam, Rasul al-Azam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his famous sermon at the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, welcoming the holy month of Ramadan, famously says that anfasukum fihi tasbih wa nawmukum fihi ibada wa amalukum fihi maqbool wa du'aukum fihi mustajab, that the breathing of the human being equals the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sleep is rewarded as worship. The actions are accepted, the supplications are reciprocated and heard by the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the abundant rewards in the holy month of Ramadan are indeed quite extensive and quite open for people in order to utilize and in order to develop themselves in this holy, blessed month. Sometimes, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, it's acts as a wake-up call for the majority of us. Throughout the rest of the year, we may have been busy or engaged in worldly matters, in our day-to-day activities and goals that we wish to achieve. Yet the month of Ramadan is a month of reflection, a month in which everything halts for us to be able to reignite the passion and the light in our hearts and to establish that all-important proximity towards the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I need to seek. Think about the following, that when an individual presents an invitation to you to visit their house, that particular invitation is normally responded to depending upon the personality whom the invitation has been sent from. So if it's a king or a prime minister or a scholar for that matter, many of us would pay a great deal of attention at least to present ourselves in the best possible way when we go and respond to the invitation. We are told the holy month of Ramadan is an invitation from the absolute perfect being, from our creator, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the holy prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny, says, وَجُعِلْتُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. Not only are you invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into this feast, this spiritual feast in which the host is Allah and those who serve are the malaika, but you are treated as honorary guests, those who will be looked after by the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is He who says, أَصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أُجْزِي بِهِ. This fasting, this act of abstinence from food and drink and everything else that invalidates the fast, Allah the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have prescribed it because it's for me and I am the one who will reward for it. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this holy month to develop ourselves and to understand its significance and to utilize the opportunity in order for the month to serve as an inspiration and a spiritual boost for the rest of the year. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Ramadan tajalla wa bada sama.
Having guests tonight at our house, or we might have been invited to a friend house or family friend house for iftar. Have you ever thought about this? Why do we invite guests to our house? Or on the other hand, have you ever thought who would you prefer to go to his house, or whose gathering you prefer to go, or who you prefer to invite? We need to think about this. Also, we have community centers, we have local mosques that we go all sit down together, have iftar, talk about different things. Why do we go and see each other? We need to think about this.
How do you prepare yourself for this holy month?
To be honest, spiritually, I adapt to using up my free time to more things that will benefit me in the hereafter. For example, dua, researching about Islam, you know, increasing my knowledge. As they say, a believer, no matter how much knowledge he has, it's never sufficient for one to say, that's it, I don't want to learn no more, I've learned enough. Because we should always strive. One of the compulsories that a mu'min should have within himself is to always strive for knowledge in every day of his life. So that's one of the things I like to prepare. That's how personally I like to prepare myself in Ramadan, strive for knowledge.
A very good way to begin preparation for Ramadan is to find role models that you can follow in order to better yourself Islamically. Another way, I mean, you can find an Islamic role model. You can look at many different characters in Islamic history and follow what they've been doing to strengthen yourself and to say, I want to be like that person. Obviously, you get lots of thawab from that. It would be, it's a very blessed month in Ramadan, and to do that and to stick to one particular decent role model will help you throughout the entire month.
Spiritually, well, first of all, obviously reading du'as of Mafati al-Janan, reading more Quran. There's of course the month of Rajab coming up before it. So spiritually, we kind of prepare ourselves via the a'mal before this holy month.
There's a lot of preparations for this month. First of all, by educating our children, educating the people around us, because we are, as we said, we are in the presence of God. So, as for us that we live in the West, we are in the presence of non-Muslims as well. So we have to educate them, or we have to show them what is the meaning of Islam, what is the meaning of Ramadan, because we are trying to be the ambassadors of God to these people, and we are trying to show them what is the real Islam, not the wrong side of the Islam.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. My name is Syed Ali, and I will be here speaking to you for the next 10 days about Ramadan, nutrition in Ramadan, especially sports-related, activity-related nutrition in Ramadan for the next 10 days. And we are going to be covering a lot of topics that will be in relation to food, in relation to how your body behaves, and how you should be keep yourself fit during Ramadan by eating healthy, by being active, and not by excusing yourself by not eating, you know, proper. Today, I think it will be a good point to start talking about metabolism during Ramadan. Now, what is metabolism? Everybody asks me that question. Metabolism is simply when your body converts food into energy. Some people, especially younger generations, have faster metabolism. So let's say by faster metabolism, I mean their bodies convert food into energy pretty quickly, and that's the reason why they have a lot of energy. That's also another reason why younger generations do not put on a lot of fat, because they are pretty active. And I will be covering more into that. But yes, metabolism is one of the main issues I will be dealing with during Ramadan. So let's go back into the topic of metabolism. What it is that during Ramadan, your body, which is very much used to accepting food on a regular basis, accepting drinks on a regular basis, it actually switches from that to a point where, let's say, on an average of 14 to 18 hours of fasting, you're not receiving enough food or the right amount of hydration during the day. Maybe about first one second, third, fourth day, your body tries to accept the change, and that is why many people like us experience that it is quite hard to be fasting, especially in the first 4 or 5 days, and then your body starts getting used to it, and that's when you will see your metabolism slows down. Now, someone like me, I like to be very active during Ramadan, and it is not an excuse for me to actually stop exercising during Ramadan, especially when you know that you will not be eating, drinking for about 14 to 18 hours during the day. The way we look forward to this is the way we can counter metabolism metabolism which becomes slow is by, let's say, after iftar. So once you have your iftar, you go for a brisk walk, or you do something which raises your heart rate a bit, where your body moves. And what it does is it improves your metabolism rate, where your body still enjoys similar benefits when you were not fasting. And then what it does is it tries to get some energy from fat. The reason why I say this is because we all have a tendency of, not of course, when we do not eat for 18 hours, we have a tendency that whenever we break the fast, we just binge eat. Or let's say we eat a lot, where we say if we eat that much, we will be filling ourselves a lot, and then we will be better off next day. Now, to counter that, we need to make sure that what we eat, whatever we're eating when we're breaking our fast, it is perfectly ideal for that moment. It is light, and at the same time, we have to make sure that we do not fill ourselves enough that we feel really sick about it. So once we've had our iftar, we have to make sure that we go out maybe for a walk, or you can go to the gym, do a light session for, let's say, 30 to 35 minutes to increase your metabolism rate. And that is very much essential to improve your fitness, to retain your fitness, to improve your fitness, and to make sure you do not put on excessive weight during Ramadan. That is what most of us actually feel. Now, the reason why I am stressing on this topic straight away in this first episode itself is because this is the basis, and this is what most of us actually go through. And I feel if we keep ourselves active, we will be very well prepared in the coming days, and then we should be able to look at other topics. Tomorrow, what I will be talking about will be, apart from metabolism, I will be focusing more on hydration, how to keep yourself into best shape during Ramadan, to be full, to be hydrated all the time. And then we will also discuss some nutrition-related topics tomorrow.
Ramadan is here. That is the best of the month for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we said we need to think about this month. We need to think why Ramadan was called the month of the feast of Allah. What is specific about feast or a banquet? What is specific about having, going and seeing friends and family members? We need to think about this. We need to think about who is the host in this feast. Who are the guests? What is the kind of invitation? And what is this month or feast which has been started? For indeed, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny says, 1 hour of thinking is better than 70 years of worship without thinking. So stay with us in the future programs.